The last time Los Angeles had a Latino mayor, Ulysses S. Grant was president. That was 133 years ago. Today, there is another. Los Angeles voters gave City Councilman Antonio Villaraigosa a landslide victory over incumbent Mayor James Hahn yesterday. It was a bitter rematch for two candidates who often made it clear they didn't like each other. As NPR's Philip Bruce reports, Villaraigosa won by bringing together voters who have rarely agreed on anything.
Mariachis, klezmer musicians, and gospel singers entertained thousands of supporters at last night's street party for L.A. City Councilman Antonio Villaraigosa. Raised by a single mom on the rough side of town, Villaraigosa told the crowd he hasn't forgotten where he came from.
I stand here today because people believed in me. And I want you to know that I believe in you as well.
Villaraigosa easily swept past the incumbent Mayor James Hahn, drawing far more white voters from the Valley, black voters from South L.A., and overwhelming numbers in the Latino community. Basketball icon Magic Johnson told the crowd that Villaraigosa will serve every part of that historic coalition and more.
And he's going to make sure that all of us will have a voice and our voices will be heard because he is a man of the people.
While Villaraigosa easily connected with voters, Hahn had trouble reaching out. During the campaign, Hahn made light of his low-key style and joked with reporters that he suffered from charismatic deficiency disorder. Hahn's election night party was equally low-key. A few hundred supporters listened to jazz music at a Hollywood club, and the lyrics of one tune seemed to sum up the campaign's mood.
You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Just be sure to go umbrella.
Despite the lopsided returns, Hahn did show up to shake hands with supporters. On stage, he refused to concede the race and chose instead to list his achievements.
Look where we are today. This city is so much better off. We have turned the corner on crime. Violent crime down 37% over the last 2 years.
Hahn said there was job growth, expanded after-school programs, and a boom in housing construction. Orlando Ward, an L.A. homeless activist, said he wished that Hahn had talked up his achievements more during the campaign so voters could have gotten a picture of the real man.
In a political campaign, particularly in an area so infatuated by Hollywood, you got to have a little more glitz and glamour to get people excited.
Villaraigosa does have the glitz, says Sherry Bevich Jeffy, political science professor at USC. She says his unseating of the incumbent, along with being L.A.'s first Latino mayor in more than 100 years, catapults Villaraigosa into the center of the national political scene.
He's been around national politics at the edges, but this one really does put the spotlight on him. And it does mean something to Latinos across the country, as well as to Latinos in Los Angeles.
As he did throughout the campaign, Villaraigosa chose to highlight his message of inclusiveness over his Latino heritage as he addressed his election night supporters.
Our purpose is to bring this great city together. Our purpose is to make a difference.
Villaraigosa has 4 years to get to work on that purpose, which he says includes reducing gang violence, improving local schools, and easing the city's always horrible traffic congestion. Philip Bruce, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And NPR's Carrie Kahn did much of the field reporting for that piece.